majora nangin thaw nang nang be sanje tam je tam be thaw thaw nang nang yang thaw ba thaw be sanje ko mo nang be chen nang thaw ba cha te che de tam be che sen nang nang be ko mo kun ju je ma nang de ko se tam be sen ba le shyo
So the sake of all mother sentient beings equaling the limits of space, one must attain the state of full enlightenment Buddhahood by every means. And it was achieved that one should now listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation and listen in an appropriate manner.
Namjit tawa shinye tenbi sotong, tenye lo jita chungi rima nyingi. Ani, shinye tenbi sote la, ngayba chibi se chungzi chungi shi batong, chungsun doju de tenba asya, nyingi yobi nongke sabji tongpo de simbaji. Ha, chungsun doju de tenba asya, tiye katoji.
So the, within the teaching, the portions we have covered within the outlines are firstly, relying how to lead students within with the actual instructions. Within this are divided two portions, how to rely on the teacher, which is the root of the path, and having relied upon the teacher, how to train one's mind within the devotion. And then the second portion is a brief indication of how to sustain the meditation and the actual way of sustaining a meditation. So this is we've come to this portion, a brief indication of how to sustain meditation.
Yes. Ta chung san dhul jute ni chung chung ui ta te la lo to ka pa wo tam po na ni ni tu ni ngu wo la chita cha wa la himir da chung chur ta gong gom nong song yung diwa himir gom nong na te la ni Tunjin Wu the Chita Java Tang, Tun Sam the Chita Java and the Saji Nin Chi. In Bata, Tun the Tun Sam Nin Chi Yundu, in Bata, Tin on a Mandu Yungu. In Dani, Tunjin Wu the Yamne Chetur Da, Tun Sam the Yamne Chetur, Song Yundu, and the Guga Chimbuchi.
So then here, it mentions the actual way of studying meditation is divided into two parts. Firstly, what to do during the actual meditation session, and secondly, what to do in between meditation sessions. So here in Tasa is basically talking about the actual way of meditation, of meditative practice. And so it talks about how one actually goes about practicing during the actual meditation session itself, and also the practices that one has to cultivate when one is not on the actual meditating practice, you know, outside during the session break time, how to practice. So basically there's nothing left out, you know, if one considers these two fields, because all the time spent is either actual meditation session or the session break. So what to practice during the actual meditation session and in between the session breaks, you know. So this is very important. There's
a great need to mention this. Yes. And they call the Jawasis of the Dende Shazagi, Tayor, Chadi, or what they do, and the Chi Dende Shayaki Chedu, Chito Chigi, or Sambachi. And then only wrong with the Dits of Chagi, Mubachi, and Chiturchi. And the Jil and the Kusun to get the liquid drums in Bastash, I'm known as Lama Yidam, Sonja Sons and Tender Korimichit, Tamiachi, liquid drums.
So then what to do during the actual meditation is divided into three phases: the preparation, the actual session, and the conclusion. So firstly, the first part, preparation, says here that the six aspects of preparation or the six preparatory practices are the activities of Salimpa. Therefore, firstly, clean well the place where you're staying and neatly arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So here, essentially what it's saying is that the place where one is going to practice meditation is also the place where one is going to invite all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to descend to receive as an object of offerings. Therefore, when one is cleaning that environment, one should think that one is cleaning for that purpose. And also, one should think that one is clearing out or cleaning away all of one's negativities and obscurations when one is engaging in that act. And then after that, then one needs to arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, you know, such as statues, scriptures, and so forth. And when one is arranging representations of the different statues and tankas, one needs to arrange them in the proper order, you know, starting from the Buddha, starting from the meditational master, the spiritual master, and then the meditational deities, and as well as the various Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and so forth. One needs to arrange them in the proper sequence. Yes.
아니마 조바 요메바 고반 디바르샴 근데네 요메바 스냐데 다 제요 도 코노 요세네 산선 말와 근데 조번 부야기 집자데 조병주 뇽마도 만디 같이 고요레 근데 줏 근데 텐데 줏 두병도 고노 뇽마도 만디 바세야 되나 제요 요메바 세야 근데 코노 아이 일단 텐데노 텐데 겐지데 주지원도 마송하지 그만면 집에 쓰담비 쓰담비고네 부어진나 고노 요매바지 다 고만 지발샘스 비게 드건데서 일단 지원은 근데 도대 안 멤버 바탄 정원대 안 멤버 텐데 지발샘
So second preparatory practice is to obtain offerings without deceit and arrange them beautifully. So here the word deceit refers to two, the deceit of the cause and the deceit of the motivation. So the deceit of the cause means that when one is obtaining these actual material substances for making offerings, that the process of obtaining these substances should not be mixed with or influenced by afflictive emotions. That is, one has attained these offerings not through afflictive emotions. One has to be pure in that sense of the word. And also, when one is arranging or making the offerings, then in terms of deceit and motivation, then when one is making the offerings, one should not consider in one's mind, you know, the mere appearances of this life, such as having the eight worldly dharmas in one's mind stream, the eight worldly or eight mundane concerns in one's mind stream. So one should at least aspire to the benefit of future lives, such as higher rebirths, or even to liberation and enlightenment. So when one is, and it says you're arranging beautifully, means that when one is arranging offerings, and they should be like in a uniform manner, you know, without any crookedness or disorderly fashion. It should be arranged in a orderly and a very refined manner. Yes.
Then, Tende chungbi kabla ni yaa ngon chi paatsa ngro chi kubiyo re. Ta ten mimbi ni doban dumbi ta dosha. No sen. Ta tende sem chungbi kabsa ni chan, chui la supi ten du te goba sumba re. Yindu tanda de nema dewa la as. Yimbar ta rong desa te ta jab chung zen to la. Yindu ma la. Tende chungbi. Nan pomena so cheyo ende nemma devachi dela ne lu chombor so ene jimmo tongam jimmo to che dong rombe yes nimarita ayon do ji jimmo to da do ji ro ma jeon nayo ji chong se ba se nam ji de tong so na so o pobe ta ga de ju no re da yo to se ko ma ma jeon nayo ma de yo na 단다 체면 아니므로 근데 아 저런 공부 갔다면이나 이제 도지지롱 해봐도 제고 대민비가 없어 남의 거지 근데 바지 급자 아 건데 나요 어 다 남진이 검지 텐데 요인나 대쇼 거지 대 아 뉴야 공부선 어 근데 지금 거네 아 근데 잠들었을 때 주도 등에 받자 소리 잠들 근데 지금 대는 저기 세다 대는 잠그지 아니 심지고 맞더니 반다 세미지 보면 주주노 요대한 것이 됐는지 뭐 알아채지지
So then when one is that the third preparatory practice is to sit up straight upon a comfortable seat and suitable posture, and the fourth preparatory practice is to visualize the objects of refuge in front of oneself. So here, essentially, when one is reciting prayers and scriptures, then if one is comes under influence of fatigue or sleepiness, drowsiness, then one needs to actually get up from one's seat and walk back and forth, you know, engage in walking in order to clear one's mind of the obscurations of sleepiness and lethargy. And then when one is overwhelmed by obscurations such as longing for desirable objects and harmful intention and so forth, then one needs to sit in full lotus posture upon a throne or a low seat or the similar like in order to clear away that. And then so when one, whatever seat when one is seated upon, one needs to sit with one's back, the back of one's seat slightly raised, and with one's body straight, you know, straight, sitting straight up, and then your legs can either be seated in the full lotus posture or the half lotus posture, or you can even sit, you know, just cross-legged in the way that Tibetans sit. And then, however, if you find these postures difficult or uncomfortable, then you can sit on the chair, you know, there's no difference. So it is only in the time of the completion stage practices of Tantra that one is definitely needed to be seated in the full lotus position. However, under normal circumstances, that is not definitely required. One can also sit on a chair if one is habituated to that. You know, the main thing is that one needs to keep one's body straight. Then it says you're having seated on that position, then absorb yourself in the practices of going for refuge and developing this spirit enlightenment, the mind of bodhicitta, and then meditate on the four immeasurables as mentioned in the Jochu or preliminary preparatory practices, the ritual text for the preparatory practices. Yes.
이거다. 저요새 되면 되라니 안다. 조주인으로 쓰신 오시지는 센다나 조교하지. 다요. 나도 남주 출신세에 대하여 다용자하게 된다. 저주 방어급의 시하고 농지하게 출신. 뒤에는 단다. 거기 뱀이 동보 출신가도 배동으로 와. 이따 배동을 거하지. 근데 센터뱀 만드 집이 되나 출신. 남주용자한테 출신세에 대하여 kalau tapi yang nongsi je, jadi nanti nanti dia orang ini, tapi jadi nanti juga dia orang ini.
So then, and the fourth preparatory practice is visualizing the objects of refuge. So when one is visualizing the objects of refuge, one can do it. It is found in the Jochu preparatory practices rituals, you know. And then when one is normally when one is visualizing the merit field, one usually we follow traditionally the way that this merit field that was drawn under instructions of Jajin Pawongka Rinpoche. So then instead of visualizing, usually on the merit field there is like a lotus tree or the lotus trunk. Lotus trunk. So then, in place of that, one visualizes a golden seat, you know, golden throne. So this can be done according to the instructions of lineages. Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't need lower strong. Yeah, so you don't need a lower strong. In place of that, you can visualize the a golden throne. Yes.
Number that then, Jambra Sanjay Chita, Deji, Jiba, Sojin Seta, Vasaya Terva. Deji Nanga, Jajan Joba, Samadavi Jibi, Laman, Jain, Sanjay, Jusma, Baba, Baba, Nindana Rana Sanjay, Kadu, Jiba, Padu, Mba, Yuga, Sanjay, Soso, Bishin, Sardabas. That Sojin Seta, Vyate, Lata, Danda, Jibi, Pong, Kavi, Shako, Nong, Jagi, Sushin, Danda, Yoda, Tanga, Nong, Jin, ये तो शुरू थे मैं मंदा मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची ये तो शुरू थे मैं मंदा मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची ये तो शुरू थे मैं मंदा मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोजन जो अंदर मजीबाची मैं तो ये बाची जी थे ना नमः दोस्तों दोज tāpa. Tēvā nī mā āni chōngchū sīmbā. Āni rāngjā, āni nīndhū, āni pāgā kāntrō, āni chōngchū sīmbā chēmē. Sīndhī tēngi pēndā tōngbō tēlā, āni chōngchū sīmbā tātā kōyō. Tēndhī chēmē, āni chōngchū sīmbā tēsā nō, āni jīgdēn bē lā mē shā, jīgdēn dēn dē bē lā. Āni chēvī tēlā, āni jīgdēn dē bā chī kōyō.
So then, when one is visualizing the merit field, you know, in accordance with the instructions of Gyoje Pabonga Rinpoche, then when one visualizes the merit field, then one either visualizes a lotus trunk or one visualizes a wish-fulfilling tree, and then on the brand, then you know, with various branches, you know, extending in different directions, and then in the center of the of that fulfilling tree, one visualizes the main principal deity Lama Losang Tuwan Duji Chang, and then so then following that, one can also visualize and the tree, there are like 14 layers, you know, of lotus petals, 14 layers of the assemblies of deities. So the on the topmost layer is the main deity Lama Losang Tuwan Duji Chang. Now he's seated on a lotus, and the very following that is that lotus has four petals. So on those four petals, one visualizes the four meditational deities of Guhyan Samaja, Hiruka Jagra Sambara, Vajrabhairava, and Hevajra. So these are four deities. And then following that, one also visualizes the various, following that, I'm visualizing succession, you know, and a layer of the lineage gurus, you know, the actual and lineage gurus. Then following that is the deities of the four classes of tantras, starting with the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra, and then the Yoga Tantras, and then the Jaraya Tantras, and then the Kriya Tantras. And this is followed by a layer of the Buddhas appearing according to the sutra aspect, such as the Eight Medicine Buddhas, and the Buddhas of the 1,000 Buddhas of the Fortunate Aeon, and then lower and beyond that is the level of the Bodhisattvas, and then followed by the Arhats of the followed by the Pratika Buddhas. After the Bodhisattvas is the Pratika Buddhas, and then beyond that is the Arhats, and then beneath that is the Dakas and Dakinis, and then beneath that is the Dharma Protectors. So then, during the layer of the Dharma Protectors, the Dharma Protectors forms like the very first level, you know, from the bottom up of the merit field. So then one does not put Dharma worldly protectors, you know, on this level. Otherwise it contradicts one's training in the refuge precepts. So one does not place, one only places like transcendental Dharma Protectors. Yes.
Mata nami dukane dundu ose che mantu dundu mata dundu ose chune tela rongi chune mutu je tsabe nama teche yuwachi ani yeso ose chintu yeso ose chube tela ta yige kongde jeje chambachi tene ne ma ne senen bacho rom jene jeje chuju se ima tsokan rom chiji ta ti ne yeng jo de gomba de tsube kadam lavren bi lama dun de poto tsube kadam yungba wa yung de ne jenga de tsube kadam Menapati, then the show. That he was there, and the German chimney wrong with Salim Paji, Gane Samina Matisho. You. That young de la, you all say, young and true, and the thing that is Jambe Yone, Jen and Lutu, then the chimney, Dagane Jima, George and Romdoman, Togu Paji. Samadaju. あ、それなんか、バジェットで3年なまでしょ。で、その立ち位置。だ、おせ、ジャンウェスの中年ね、ジャブでな、あ、年齢で70歳なまで。で、だんだん、チームで行こうな。上でね、やよ、そのしろ。いや、今度のね、ジャンドのパート。で、ジャンね、え、ジョイ。だてな、年齢で70歳なま。50歳なまの、じゃばまんだ、もんぼよんばれ。んだ、じゃじゃ、もじけんて、めな。
刚刚做对呢，送点几送，那你搞点菜就准备煮吧，啊，那搞点菜就准备煮吧，真的，那么啊，煮吧，够浓油了。我们现在改成这个，这边那么对了，啊，的，搞点，搞点梅干巴的熊包瓦汤，那边搞点小当给你下的呢。
应该是送到的，你改成小舅。也没晓得，可能熊猫。也许。可能男人吧。男人吧。嗯。但对，嗯，前面对同一个女人对吧？你看熊猫。熊猫。嗯。但对，前面用没晓得，可能没拿吧？没拿吧。嗯。So
then one visualizes them from the heart, from the heart of the main deity, from the heart of the guru, you know, which is the main deity, then light rays emanate, you know, in the four directions and forms the four groups of gurus. So the light rays that go to the front direction manifests as one's root guru, surrounded with all the gurus that one has dharma connection with, you know, so in the space in front of oneself. And then the light rays that emanate to the right, then form into Arya Maitreya, surrounded by all the lineage gurus of the vast lineages, and then surrounded by gurus of vast lineages, then coming down to the Kadamba, the three Kadamba lineages. So seated directly in front of Maitreya Buddha, having surrounded by the gurus of the vast lineage, then it has all the different gurus of the lineage, such as Asanga and so forth. Then in front of that, there's the one group which is the gurus of the Kadamba classical lineage, you know, the Kadamba Shumbawa, the classic Kadamba, Kadamba classical text lineage. Then on the right is the group of gurus belonging to the Kadamba Lamrimpa, or the graduated the Kadamba Lamrim lineage. And to the left of Maitreya is a group of the gurus belonging to the Kadampa instruction or instructions lineage, Kadam Mengapa. So that is for the gurus on the right of the main figure. Then libraries from the heart of the figure emanate towards the left, where it forms the ego of gurus belonging to the profound lineage, lineage of profound view. And there, on the, that group, in that group of gurus, the main deity is Manjushri. And then, surrounding him are the various gurus, such as Nagarjuna and so forth, coming down to Lama Dishan and Rundomba and Lama Tongkhapa and so forth. Then, in front of, So up to the Rundomba, then from Rundomba, then in front of them the group lineages, then the very front is the again, you know, the gurus belonging to the Kadam Shumbawa, the classical text lineages, and to the right is the another group of gurus of the Kadam Lamrimba, the Lamrim lineage, and to the left again is the a group of gurus belonging to the Kadam Mengapa, the oral instructions lineage. And then libraries emanate from the main deity to the back and manifest as the lineage gurus of what we call the practice blessing lineage, you know, lineage of practice and blessing. So here, this has five groups of gurus, which are the lineage gurus of the various tantras. So the five groups are, firstly, the group of the Ganden ear whisper transmission, Ganden Yengyu, the ear whisper transmission, and then other three groups, which are the lineage gurus of the three main deities in the Gelugpa tradition, which is Guhya Samaja, Hirogacara Sambara, and Vajrabhairava. And then the fifth group is the group lineage gurus belonging to this practice of what they call the 16 draughts of Kadampa. Kadam Tile Juru, the 16 draughts of Kadampa. Yes.
In Marga, then the Retojin de Jenny Majida, Penon Joyin de Kogojin, Gojin, Joyin Yorva. Joyin de any share, so all the sodden da, I share, and the Ronat on the side there. That the Konde Chichi. And then the Koyun de Konan, the Jalot, the Chit, and doing Marga. Himata, Kanga and the Sevojene, Jed, and Regim, Mubache.
So one is visualizing the merit field. Essentially, at the center of the tree is this the lotus trunk, and so it is sort of like a circular pedestal kind of, kind of appearance. So then the deities are seated sort of like in succession. Successive layers in a round, circular-like fashion. However, one should visualize all the deities essentially facing in your direction, you know, in the direction of practitioner, and then one should visualize them as sort of like transparent, such that the deities behind are not like physically obscured from one's perception by the deities seated in front. You know, so those deities or gurus sitting behind not obscured by the ones sitting in front. So one should visualize in such a manner. So they should be either visualized facing towards oneself or facing towards the principle of the merit field, principle of the main deity merit field. So one can choose between these two visualizations, whichever is more comfortable for one's own visualization purposes. Yes. One should not think that these are like inert statues. Rather, one should visualize them as if they're very much alive, that they were like giving asking questions and giving answers and so forth, and having discussion about the Dharma, and then that also simultaneously they are teaching the Dharma, and then simultaneously emanating light, you know, to perform activities to benefit sentient beings, and then gathering the lights, gathering back and so forth. So one should visualize it as very much alive, as if the mirror field were actually abiding, physically abiding in front of oneself. One should visualize it such realism. Yes.
That means Sojin Sarta, Sojin Sarta Makhali, Sojin Yogdegyore, Rong Mubachin Lush, Pepdegyore. In that, Sojin Mumona, Imbalta, Jiba, Yona, Menna Samyakson, Otoba, Seyak, Chedu, and Jindin, no? And Jindin Bekabla, and Dingo Sonson Tamjin, Sojin. 공동 소진 농신 차트마 아 빠르면 그 진행도 아 근데 대체 제일 지는 소진 소진 차성지도 된 요 소진 차성 대래 소진 그 공원의 냠비 차성을 해야지 대한 소진 그 다 되지 된 다 소진 그 다 되려요 아니 소진 차성 차성 어 그 뭐가 차 돼
So then one is When one is visualizing the merit field, immediately upon one's visualization, the merit field is already physically present there in front of oneself. However, one may have doubt as to whether this is actually true or not. You know, so in order to clear away this doubt, then in the preparatory rituals, there is the rite for invocation, invoking the deities to descend, or invoking the merit field to descend. So then one recites that verse and visualizes the light rays emanate into the 10 directions and invoke like countless, you know, replicas of the merit field, countless merit fields from the various Buddha lands, and then coming forth and either dissolving to the main merit field, you know, such as like one, all of them dissolving one to another and eventually dissolving into the main merit field. Or one can visualize that of each deity, you know, countless merit fields dissolve into each deity or each member of the merit field, and then hence, you know, becoming oneness with it.
Tandani, Sujin Dindas Jayate, Ninji Mahagan, Ninji Jetong Marit. Indi Dindajene, Tomani, Shetong Tri, Shetong Tri Gaunani, Pachin Dose, Shetong Marit. That the deal, and Jim Lachigi, and the Sujin, the Parch of Jew, and the Bako is Sundugan, and the Palmago, the Yagri, Pachi, and Grace, somebody. Pachi, and do it, and that the Jim Lachigi, and the Pachi, and the Jim Lachigi, and Jim Lachigi, with some manner. Then they do that, a chair and the mother's engine, the Penrochina, and Aron, a Pachi, John, a chairman, though.
So then this way of visualizing the merit field is said to be in accordance with the ear whisper lineage of the Ganden oral tradition, you know. So then, in accordance with this lineage, it is said that such way of visualizing the merit field is said to be so profound, you know, that by printing it, yeah, by gathering up Paji Yungris. Yes. So when there were, so in accordance, it is said that there was a the a sponsor who wanted to sort of make, you know, draw the tanka of this merit field to actually put it into painting, or to even, like as Rumi mentioned, to put onto a woodblock carving, so that they could print replicas. So when it was drawing the tanka, then there was obstacles arising when drawing the tanka. So then, having tried to avoid that, then they made it.
One version was met of
mostly
in the object from there to a metal block, to carve.
Yes.
And then when I had to also carve on the wood, and then the sun hit home. So you call the Yinba says that you have, if you do this, you will experience obstacles. So the benefactor said, if it's beneficial for teaching for certain things, I don't mind the experience of skills. But then so he did cut, you know, copied from there and then from the back, and then met wood block, the group was in his field, then the benefactor died. The benefactor died during that time. But go from that point.
Yeah.
Did that point.
Yeah. During
that time, before the woodblock, carving the woodblock with the Guru Pusha Meri field, during that time, before even finishing, the benefactor died. So that was so the problem that it meant that you will experience obstacles. But this was very precious, security was very precious, this Meri field. So if you can visualize like this, very good. In this way, we can visualize.
And so Jin said that. And then, Lam Ju the Jim, Tunjay Sosa, and Gajan Duba Jim, Lenchi Chichin, Mena, Yanin Jim, Munam Jim, and Bill, and I'm sure to check up a Sajon in a Dubu, Yanan, the Miju Jong Kurus or in Bata, Toba Jayana. Rong menam chone combate nyeleng jo ta ti che nyene ende tela da bena singa ina samo ma ta le ata nyene se yo da chu de de ti che la ten ji se se yo da de chong de ma de ende song so sa ya de kwa chong ya de le ko yo se da ne nyene nyene
So then one, having visualized the merit field, you know, then one needs to engage in the practices of accumulation and purification, which are sort of to act as to cause cooperative conditions, you know, so that the realizations of the path can be achieved. So in general, when one is meditating on the path, you know, then whatever one is focusing, whatever one is focusing on the path in meditation, then that is sort of like the substantial cause for the realizations. Substantial cause of realization of the path. And then, however, having the substantial cause alone doesn't necessarily mean that that will actually ripen into the result of realization. So one needs to also cultivate the cooperative conditions to support the ripening of the substantial cause. So the cooperative conditions are the accumulation of the collections or accumulation of merit, through the various ways of practicing, and the purification are practicing by purifying the mind from obscurations, which are the unfavorable conditions. So one needs to engage in such accumulation and purification by means of the seven limb or seven branches of worship, the seven limb offering practice, and which comprises the crucial points for these two purposes. Yes. So then, with regards to the seven branches of worship, or the seven limb offering, so the first branch is the branch of obeisance or prostrations. So this includes a combination of physical and verbal and mental obeisance, you know, paying homage to three doors. So in order to do that, then one recites the verses from the prayer of Samantabhadra, the king of prayers. And then here, by reciting that verse, then one makes prostrations not only to one Buddha or one direction alone, but one pays respect and homage to the Buddhas of all the directions and all the times, you know, the past, present, and future, all three times, the Buddhas of all three times. One visualizes them, keeps in mind, and then does prostrations to them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gosum domi satava ta domo antene gosum soso ne je yundu deji satava gosum soso sa ne deji sa ne sombo jo ba ji so ji ji de jo so deji de ta yi yu mo sum ba ta re me la rong de je ne do cho de tong ne ma cho da cha cha o de yo yo ne de sombo jo ba la ram de de to ji de ti ko ne no de o ni ji ge sa de mo so na chen na ni de sa ne sa de mo so na shin chi o ji no bon ji de so mo ni ma ta ga ge Sanjitila Tatiba Yenayo, Sonabad Mimasavi Ores, Yendu, Sanjit Tamjin Tati Yendu, some Jatim Shoji Togiravas, somebody. Then Noji and Anani, Luigi Tati Yendu, Tagi Noji, Java Tamjin wants some domain. Ne wrong is Lu, Jidin Kamji, that door, Chamo. Not to make it seem as it, then look at door Chamo. Make massing, but then the door tramo. In that, then again, the door tramo, or drawn down and be wrong in the future. And that time, Jenny, some day on the Jambe Guane, and Luigi Tata, you or somebody. And they didn't Luigi get Tata in a yaw, Pemmy Chimotogi, Luigi Tom, but then Luigi get Tata do, and the Summon Chimotobashi, my poor love.
So, here one does prostrations with three doors collectively, you know, in the first verse of the King of Prayers. Then in the second verse, here one does prostrations with the individual three doors. You know, following that, one makes prostrations with one's physical body. So here it is said in the text that by prostrating to one Buddha alone, one achieves incalculable benefits, you know, and accumulates in, you know, limitless merits, let alone prostrating to all the Buddhas. You know, what more is there to say of prostrating to all the Buddhas in all directions and all times? So then one would definitely accumulate extensive virtues and merits. So here one visualizes the Buddhas as if one were perceiving them directly. And then one then prostrates to all these Buddhas by firstly visualizing or oneself, one's body manifesting in a countless body, equaling the number of atoms in the universe. So in general, you know, the components and the constituents of this physical world as well as the universe, you know, they're made up of very fine particles of what we call atoms, which are not visible to the normal human eye. So however many particles there are, one visualizes emanating that many physical bodies. And then by remembering all the Buddha's qualities, then one does physical prostration. So if one does physical prostration, if it's just one body alone, one accumulates so much incredible benefit from that. What more is there to say, you know, of manifesting so many countless bodies, equaling the atoms of the universe, particles of the universe, atomic particles, and then making prostrations of that number of physical bodies, one accumulates even far more extensive merit. Yes.
Machapa yung kumara.
So then when one does mental prostrations, then one visualizes that one is prostrating to Buddha's equivalent to the number of atomic particles in the world or in the universe. So and each of these atomic particles is seated countless Buddhas, you know, which in turn are the number of Buddhas in one atomic particle is equal to the number of atomic particles in the universe. So the reason why that one does that is because how that is possible is because that all phenomena are perceived by the Buddha's primordial wisdom. The Buddha's primordial wisdom, omniscient mind, you know, pervades all phenomena. Therefore, the one atomic particle alone is also an object of knowledge, you know, by the Buddha's primordial wisdom. Therefore, all the Buddha is the object of all the Buddha's primordial wisdom. Therefore, all the Buddhas are simultaneously abiding, you know, under one atomic particle. And therefore, one can visualize, you know, all the Buddhas seated under one atomic particle and actually prostrating to that, all the Buddhas on that, you know, all the Buddhas seated on that particle. And then they are not obscured by each other, you know, they're all individually seated, and they're not physically obscured by any means, by any way, obscure in any way, I mean. So then you visualize that they're not seated alone, but each Buddha is surrounded by an entourage, a myriad of bodhisattvas. And then so one is prostrating to all of these while keeping in mind this visualization.
Yes.
So then one following that is the careers of Samantabhadra. Then it says the first of the verbal prostrations, and one is doing verbal prostrations, one visualizes infinite Buddhas seated on one atom, as mentioned before, and then in front of them, then one manifests infinite bodies equaling the number of atoms of the universe. And then one, on each body, one visualizes infinite number of heads, you know, and then in each head, one visualizes infinite number of tongues, simultaneously producing melodious voices that to pronounce the qualities of the Buddha and to praise the qualities of the Buddhas. So, let alone ourselves, you know, to praise entirely the qualities of the Buddha, but even the Buddha himself, you know, is unable to fully mention, you know, in full extent, all the infinite qualities of the Buddha. So therefore, we visualize in such a manner, you know, countless bodies, countless heads, and countless tongues, and then with melodious voices sing the inexhaustible goodness and the good qualities of all the Buddhas. So by doing that visualization, as one is reciting prayer and doing the prostrations, then that consists of the constitutes the verbal prostration, verbal aspect of the prostration. Yes.
이마다 초빈이나라 라나 요빈 초반에 메도도 마지비 지진이도 메도도 마도 메요도스 메도 메도스 스만남스 투만 메도 나도 베디 주바데 데닝가라 무도 주만 탐지도 근데 무슨 메도야 제대 왔다 주만 메도 주만 주죠 대 탐지 고치지.
So then one moves on to the verse of the making the offerings. We learn that there are the unsurpassable, the surpassable and unsurpassable offerings. So then within the surpassable offerings, then one makes offerings of the various flowers and garlands and so forth. So here when it mentions making offerings of flowers, either one actually offers fresh flowers that are actually grow in the garden, or one offers artificial flowers, such as silk flowers and so forth. Yes.
세년에 로마 주제다 다 구바요데 주제 무바다 동화도 조안나서 주관의 부심을 대고 아니면 부심 뭐 다 나고 어떤 데지는 누리다 주야 그래서 어떤 데는 주과제 대우세 동전에 돈을 좀 주고 마음에 불만나서 대신 오서다 렌치는 너무 오서와 오 누구한테 누구의 자바다 나지과호 일단은 부유성 부유 수위자 자바의 부유치 나지과도 진대에서 부유치 남자다만의 구단이 좋고 전체원의 부유치 연태도 써왔을 때 동성도 정해동의 주의급이 줄어서 채마포만의 부유신부 채마 또르신 노도로 틈부르치 밤 이렇다 레에게는 노치 야다 这, 这么行不, 요대게 이거나 징고지빈 송세대비 什么 야동아 로드냠바고 요나다 진고든 존도네 텐데게 체마스기 오레 다 고바 체만 바바스야 돼 아 강가바다 자야니 고바네 고마그니 타조바데 아 파르체와도 떼바도 나소바다 자오 다 아 파르체와 떼바 나소바 지버샴바 아 텐데도 고지 버레
So when one is making the offerings following flowers, then one offers like musical instruments. So the various different kinds of musical instruments, such as a string, as well as the ones that are blown, you know, wind instruments, as well as the ones that hit, you know, the percussion instruments. And then one also offers ointments, which are the various perfume oils, you know, the perfume ointments of fragrant incense for the body. And one offers excellent umbrellas, which are the best, you know, umbrellas, canopies. And one offers lamps, which includes the luminosity of precious jewels, as well as the fragrant and luminous lamps, such as butter lamps, which give off light and fragrance. And burning incenses, one offers, here burning incenses are either those that are mixed fragrances, like it's a combination of different substances, or a single fragrance, such as the sandalwood incense. Then one offers the best garments, which are the best of every kind of apparel. Then one offers superior perfumes, which is the scented water given in offering bowls. and includes water that is infused with a smell that spreads its odor into the universe of 3 billion world systems. And one offers fragrant powders, which are equal in height and width to Mount Meru's large amounts of fragrant powders. And there are also either alternating rows of colored sand for drawing a mandala, so I can imagine offering that as well, the sand for colored sand for mandala, or arranging the fragrant powders in that manner, or fragrant incense powders suitable to be scattered, you know, in the environment or to be burned, and which have already been wrapped into parcels. So Rinpoche says here that it's sort of like a scented pouch, you know, you sort of wrap these fragrant substances into cloth, and then it can be sort of like hung on the walls. So even things like these scented pouches, they can be sachets, fragrant sachets that can be offered. And then arrangements, so in the verse it says the word arrangements, it refers to all of the above, that they should be predominantly of the best quality, good quality, and they should be ornamental in appearance and varied in nature. Yes.
lana yoba te ti kona choba te ne chiban po ba yo ni za lana yobi che choba che ni mure ni mure ta lana me bin choba se yin du ti kona me ba che yin du ta lana me bin choba choba lana me ba ni choba kona me shi bi ti che che te lana yoba ni jidim choba ne ne zong ju sima na su mo tu chen nam je sang gu tu ba wo ついこんばたまにね、こまでにまだおたんじいちゃって、さあ、ちょまねよとこのたんばを、このとよるたんばを、今まれたんちょば、なのめばせやで、そんじゅうすんば、今まれた、さんともペッテに、てんれげんね、くばとね、さんぐせた、そんぼよどちょせやぞのおこちゅり、てんれげんね、そんぼよどちょ、てんれちょるし、えちょばくやてら、なのめでちょば、そん。
So then it says that the next verse describes unsurpassable offerings. The next verse is in the prayers of Mantabhadra. It says, imagine all unsurpassable and vast offerings for all the conquerors. With the strength of my faith and auspicious deeds, I bow down and make offerings to all the conquerors. So here, when one makes offerings, then as mentioned before, the flowers and so forth, these are what we call the unsurpassable offerings, because they're like worldly or mundane offerings that can be surpassed by offerings of a higher level, and so they're surpassable. Then there is the unsurpassable offerings, which are offerings that cannot be surpassed in quality, can be no higher. So therefore, then one makes, so here it refers to the emanations, and offerings emanated by bodhisattvas. So for example, bodhisattvas have achieved the first ground, you know, first of the 10 bodhisattva bhumis, the first ground. Then they have the power to emanate the various offerings, which are the so-called completely good things. They're created with their power, so they're able to emanate good offerings with their power. So these bodhisattvas manifest these offerings, and these are called the unsurpassable offerings that they make to the Buddhas. Yes.
ジュニアモトゾコンゴンゲコンネノ。エネ、ディバンジュニアゲタゴソン、ヌマイソンゴ。ディゴネ、エネディバランゲチェバ。エシェナチェジュバ。エネシェンジュディバチェバラ、ジセイロンコミュンドゥ、ソサランディバニョグロ。ダダ、テタムジ、エネナジェンジョバチョバチェ、チェンジェラ、トムセンチェネ。 dikwa nga jen cho che se. Tan yoga kumbha yin tan cho che tu ya ta. San che tong sim che yin tu nga jen pewa che che. Tsuma na cho che pa yoga yin se. Suwa re. Tan nga jen pewa se yan de dikwa yin na re. Kre ta kewa yon ten rupa kewa yu. Tan da. Tan di dikwa yin na tering. So jibi dhikwa chigi yuwa yina tenma sha wa thana sunyi nyin cha dhiki yorwa. Ani sunyi nyin dhe sha ma tumna nonyi ka sha chan rupa. Tenden dang dang pen rupa yorwa. Yindi ta sha wa jibi yina ya peya dhi chen rupa yorwa.
So then the next limb or next branch of practice is confession, where one confesses all the negativities that one has created. So one's mental a continuum under the influence of various delusions or afflictive emotions that arise then causes one's three doors of body, speech, and mind to engage in various negative actions, either by personally engaging within it oneself or by encouraging and causing others to engage in these actions, or even rejoicing in the negative deeds of others. So in these three ways, one accumulates negative karma. Then those negative karmas of the past, you know, then one confesses them by generating strong regret, by recollecting them and then generating strong regret towards these negative karmas, and then purifying them, and then also generating restraint towards the creation, recreation of negative karma in the future. So then it is said that, you know, by doing so, you prevent the growth of sins you did before, and then discontinue committing them in the future by doing such practice. So the reason about why it mentions preventing the growth of the sins or the negativities is because if one creates, for example, one negative action today, and one does not put effort into purifying it, confessing and purifying it, then the next day this karma will become double, you know, becomes multiplied by two. And then if one does not manage to confess and purify it, then it becomes four times, you know, the third day. So it becomes multiplied by two with each increasing day. So therefore, if one applies such confession practices, then one can stop this multiplication.
Yes. 산제세 가와대요 임바리 우부때니 보다 방고 우부제게 림보지 때치니 외이나 엔조대니 바데 가서 치아지 임바로 어떤 농지에 가와 침부지 제거래 세대제 바데나 지세에는 연나
So then the next branch of worship is the branch of rejoicing, and this says here, I rejoice in all merits, whatever it may be, of all the conquerors of the ten directions, conquerors, children, particular Buddhas, with those with more to learn, those with no more to learn, and all ordinary beings. So here, rejoicing refers to generating joy towards these five types of persons. So the five types of persons are, as mentioned in the verse, all the conquerors of the ten directions, of which refers to all the Buddhas. So this is the first type. The second type is the conquerors' children, which is the Bodhisattvas. The third type is the particular Buddhas. The fourth type is those with more to learn, and then those who know more to learn, which refers to the arhats. And then the fifth type is ordinary sentient beings. So all types of persons are included within these five groups of classifications. So then to cultivate delight in them, delight in their virtues and their benefits, you know, all the positive qualities, as if a poor person would with a discovered treasure. So if a person who is materially deprived of possessions or riches comes upon a discovered treasure, you know, chances upon a huge treasure, discovers huge treasure, then immediately generates great joy in the mind and heart. So one should rejoice in such virtues of others, these five types of persons, you know, in such a manner. Yes.
간호 소주시비 시지체데 소주진도 전주님의 손님 마샤지 토범 체만인 랜드 망원바 남나 누저 대니던 주도 먹고 막 나보 노번 이제 전주님의 손님 시동의 시반 제도 말다 근데 다자의 동방요 손제네 다 고모노소나 샤주지 시구레나 주마섬으로 다 도모 많이 배우이나 염제 범도 요대 갑나요 근데 주의자 친구 소개요. 근데 다 도망 놓쳤나? 손재네, 쇼주시 세규리나 주마소지. 근데 인도 대란에 사용 무자진의 처음부터 대리가 중국어 걸고. 아니 레드랏 뒤. 삼만에 말하는 듯한 중국어 걸고. 내가 놓이지는. 성제 단조 조다면이나 성제는 정말 많은 게 받아니 주문 성이 주문이요. 대단한 주중 후로 거기 제도 그런 게 늘 빠르는 거 같죠. 네 대단한 주도 뭐 그만다. 아 제발 성이 뭐지.
이제 돈 자주 돈 배 시하고 시주 시고 탐해외 아 남아있는 주문 성이라. 인공유인의 소리나 근데. So in the next branch of worship is in the branch of imploring the Buddhas to turn the wheel of the teaching. So when our Buddha, our teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni achieved Buddhahood, full Buddhahood. So in ordinary appearances, he did not teach the Dharma after manifesting this deed of full enlightenment, achieving full Buddhahood. For a length of 49 days, he manifested, according to ordinary appearances, then he did not teach the Dharma for 49 days. But according to the uncommon, lineage of explanation, then even when the Buddha was abiding in the womb of his mother, he was also teaching the Dharma, already teaching the Dharma. So however, within the realm of ordinary appearances, for the length of 49 days, he did not teach the Dharma. Then only when the gods Indra and Brahma descended, the kings of the gods, you know, descended from the heavenly realms and offered, you know, the Dharma Chakra and requested the Buddha to turn the wheel of Dharma. Only then, after 7 weeks of silence, you know, did he proceed to the region of Varanasi or Benares in India and then turn the wheel of Dharma to the four, five bhikshus. So then, so therefore, this practice of requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma is to actually imagine, you know, the similar situation requesting the Buddhas, you know, after having attained enlightenment, without having gone through a long expanse of time, without having gone through a long time, to swiftly turn the wheel of Dharma for the sake of sentient beings. So one imagines emanating countless bodies, you know, to each Buddha, and then making that request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Yes.
양해면도 소원되면 나네 양해다 동시에 비슷해지게 소주진 양해도 소통만 나는 로는 포스트만 네가서 대화집이 제도 신강지 노처지 정년 가버냐 가버냐 아니면도 유발 유발 문제도 소원다고 이 말다 신강지 노처로 정가 잡고 나는 잡혀야 매 되게 놓고 된대지 그래와 인도는 까바 챙기 도처럼지 통도 냠바 안녕하면도 주로지 대형은 로나나 펜바도 데비스도 소원 버리 다 펜바스도 포스 펜바 아 대바스나 차드 대바 근데 이게 제 말에 대형은 롱게 두 빠르면 버전에 손제테다가 양님도 소원데 대지라 중국어가 소원다바다 양님도 소원데바 니라 샤지르 노송 삼아
So the next verse in the prayers of Samantabhadra expresses the six branches of worship, which refers to supplication, supplicating the Buddhas to remain and not to pass, demonstrate the deed of entering to final nirvana, and but to stay for eons equal in number to particles in the universe. So in general, the particles of the universe cannot be calculated, cannot be measured. However, so when one makes this request, you know, they want to request the Buddhas to not pass away into nirvana, but to remain remain in the universe for as many eons, equivalent to the number of, you know, dust or atomic particles in the entire universe. Then, for it says here, in order to bring happiness and benefit to all beings. So happiness means temporal happiness, and benefit refers to the ultimate benefits to sentient beings. So in both these two limbs, the fifth limb or the fifth branch of worship, which is requesting to turn the wheel of the teaching, and the sixth limb, which is the limb of supplication, supplicating the Buddha to not pass away to nirvana. So one imagines while we make the request, these two requests to the Buddhas, that the Buddhas actually promise, you know, consent to your requests. Yes.
That, movie in the chat about the Shibi City, that's the Tamanchi, Kongi, Yana Kogi giving Tony, the Kona,
So then, the previous verses, or the six previous six branches of worship. Then by performing those, one accumulates extensive roots of virtue. So here then the seventh branch of worship is the branch of dedication, whereby one dedicates these roots of virtue accrued to such practice, not only for oneself, but for all sentient beings, that we all may swiftly achieve the state of Buddhahood of full enlightenment. So by dedicating one's roots of virtue in such a way, then all these merits, you know, good, all these virtues from these practices do not become exhausted, it becomes inexhaustible. Yes.
Reda, Tanda, and Tasawa Tabula, Rongi Luigi, Kase Kiriona, Tenema, Reda Pati Mombo in Europe, In the tail, wrong luke kept the saga, Saja, who wants to say Saja talk about the daughter of Tondo Nyambi, College of Jiosaya, Giovanni, Tobiake, and they saw it is, Payon de Leon, somebody. And that Payon de Leon and College of Asiate, a raise of the Jungi Omarwa, and they take hundred years, she do on her, and in the tail, Kesa.
So
계산 문제 뿐이에요. 문제 뿐이에요. 소원을 내는 게 뭐가 돼? 개체 무차고.
So, as mentioned before, the limb of prostrations, when one does physical prostrations, then however much ground that one's physical body covers during the actual act of prostration, and then from there, like vertically downwards, you know, then how many atoms from that ground surface, you know, that is covered from that downwards, how many atoms there are, for that number of equivalent to that number of atoms of lifetimes, you know, then one will be reborn as an imperial monarch. And so by doing physical prostration, one accumulates such a huge amount of merit, you know, that number of atoms equivalent to that number of atoms, one achieves rebirth as universal monarchs that can rule the whole universe. However, we can see that the universal monarchs appear only once, you know, in the blue moon. It's all virtually a very rare phenomenon. So when asked why this is so, it is said that because that are the roots of virtue that were created, even though very extensively, but also usually destroyed, you know, in Satipi's mind stream, destroyed by their anger and wrong views, you know, again, extensively destroyed by that. So therefore, causing to, you know, not that many universal monarchs appearing. So therefore, whatever roots of virtue, if we accumulate by spiritual practice, then dedicating it towards full enlightenment of Buddhahood, then this causes that amount of merit or virtue to become inexhaustible, you know, endless. Yes. So therefore, the reason being that, you know, for example, if you have a drop of water and you don't want it to end, so what you do is if you drip that drop of water into the ocean, then it will mix with the water of the ocean and it will move throughout all the bodies, you know, of the waters in the oceans throughout the world, and mixing with that becomes oneness of the oceans of the world. Then by doing that, then that drop of water will literally remain, you know, until the ocean, as for as long as the ocean remains in this world. So therefore, one by dedicating one's roots of virtue towards full enlightenment Buddhahood, then one's roots of virtue does not come to be exhausted, you know, up to full enlightenment. Yes.
And the Konya and draw the Zambakamo or Mombo Kijion get the call, Kale Kagro. And this and that day, Chibote Temakinete, a Congo de Bojiwan. In the end, that Nanya in the Zambat, Yambutre, Yas. Zamba Yambutra and the Kili, Ninga Kichi, attendees. As the Devon and Nanya, Zamba Monium or Kagaris. Yambuji in the Yumaris, Lavimur.
So then in Tibet there used to be two people who were going on pilgrimage. So one of them was sort of like better off, so he brought a big bag, you know, a lot of food supplies, which basically all barley flour, and it was like better quality, like white, lighter colored barley flour. And one of them was like not so good, well off, so he brought like very small amount of black tampa, which is barley grains that were the flour from beans or lentils that were grounded without the skin being removed. So it's sort of like a darker, inferior quality. So then, so when they were traveling, a small quantity of that. So when they were traveling together, then because they all had to carry their individual thampas, so it sort of like became very tiring. So what the one with the lesser thampa had a bright idea. Then he said, "Let's put our thampa together, so we don't have to carry it separately. So we can carry it together." So the one with the other guy, said that that's not fair. That's not right, because you have lesser quantity, might have more. So how are we going to differentiate that? So he said, "Okay, we can put it together, but I'll eat my portion till it's finished. And once it's finished, I will stop eating, from that bag of tampa." So that first guy agreed, and they put it together. So after some time, then after eating the tampa for some time, then the first guy said, "Hey, should I finish your portion by now? By right?" So the second guy said, "We shall see, whether if the tampa is still finished." So of course they opened up the bag, and there was still some of that darker bean flour mixed with the barley flour. So he says, "Look, it's still there, so it's not finished yet, so I'm still, I have a right to eat that." So in a likewise manner, when one is dedicating one's roots of virtue towards the Buddha, full Buddhahood, the Bodhisattva deeds, in such a way that it's almost equivalent of essentially a story. So then in the text, Lama Tsongkhapa says that when you're reciting on the above mentioned verses of the prayers of Mantabhadra, then as one is reciting these prayers, then one should recite them slowly in single-pointed mind without any distraction. And by doing it this way, remembering or understanding the meanings of the words in these verses, slowly recite them without distraction. And by doing so, you accumulate an inconceivable mass of or amount of good karma merit. So when you are accumulating by making this practice of these seven branches of worship, then you're essentially performing practices of accumulating merit, as well as purifying negativities and obscurations. So the five first branches, the first five branches of the worship are are of prostration, of making offerings, as well as, not the first five, I'm sorry, the five branches of prostration, making offerings, requesting turn Dharma wheel, and supplicating to not pass away the nirvana, and then rejoicing in the virtues. So these five branches belong to the portion of accumulation of merit. And then by confessing one's negativities, then one clears, then the branch of confession, then it's a branch of purification, because by confessing it, one purifies one's negativities and obscurations. Then also when one is rejoicing in merit, if one rejoices in the merit not only of others, but also in the merits of oneself, the merits that one has created, then this causes one's own merit to increase as well. So essentially, this seven limbs, the process of these seven limbs, then following that, we do the dedication. So the few virtues that you accumulate as a result of accumulation and purification, if you dedicate them through such ways, you know, dedicate them to full enlightenment using the seventh branch of worship, then these dedication will always last forever. You know, the benefits will last forever, even though the immediate virtuous effects may arise temporarily and then dissipate, but the benefits will never dissipate. So therefore, essentially, the seven limb offering or the seven branch worship, you know, comprises of these three components of accumulation, purification, and increasing. Yes. So then having done that, then one engages in the offerings of the mandala, makes the mandala offerings, and makes the following, makes the supplication of the three great meanings, you know, many times with strong aspiration. So here, then one, when one makes this request of the three great meanings, essentially, what one is doing is that one requests for blessings to be able to cease or to stop negative mind, the flawed states of mind that beginning with not respecting the teacher, you know, and up to the state of enlightenment, you know, all these obscuration or negative states of flawed states of mind to be blocked or seized. And the second great meaning is for those unflawed states of mind, flawless states of minds, such as beginning with respecting the teacher, up to the state of full qualities of full enlightenment, you're requesting for these qualities or to arise within oneself, and requesting blessings for that to happen. And the third meaning is to request for all inner and outer obstacles, you know, to be quelled or to be pacified, you know, with regards to the spiritual path. So these are the three great meanings, and there's to make requests through these, the context of the three great meanings. You know, there is no greater request than these. So therefore, it's very beneficial to do. Yes. So that visualizing the merit field, one makes such requests and offerings regarding to these three great meanings.
Godama Krishna. There is no greater success to achieve that other than the three great success. The Rinpoche just expanded 1, 2, and 7 as a third.
됐다.